With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Leaders from four major European countries have threatened to ratchet up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin if he does not accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. That they offered in a very strong show of unity with Kyiv. The leaders of France, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Poland say their proposal for a ceasefire to start Monday is supported by President Trump, who they had briefed over the phone. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and America's top trade negotiator Jamieson Greer have ended talks for the day with high-ranking Chinese officials in Switzerland. They're hoping to de-escalate a dispute that threatens to cut off trade between the world's two biggest economies. Talks resume later today. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's confident Republicans will pass the president's tax cut plan, but he expects lawmakers to try to add provisions important to them to Mr. Trump's big, beautiful bill.
I'm actually a little more worried about that there could be some things in the bill that individual senators want that when we discover what they are, everybody says, oh, there's more log rolling, and there's going to be some of that. But I think at the end of the day, they'll get there.
Talent adds, it's time to get the job done.
He said, we're not going to allow any grandstanding. And I, you know, so if you haven't staked out a claim in advance, and what you want is not broadly consistent with the goals of the bill or the other imperatives in the bill, you're not going to get it. I think you're going to have to vote for it anyway.
Jim Talent made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. An earthquake this morning in Tennessee and felt in parts of Georgia and North Carolina. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey, saying the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 4.1. Air traffic controllers directing planes into Newark Friday lost their radar for the second time in 2 weeks. And country music star Johnny Rodriguez has died at 73. This is SRN News. AI is gradually being embraced by Christians. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold the key vote on whether the Supreme Court will allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Roberts was the only justice whose votes seemed in doubt after the court heard more than 2 hours of arguments last month in a major church-state case. The case involves St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School and the State Charter School Board that approved it. This is SRN News. An increasing number of American farmers are turning away from growing organic.
America's certified organic acreage fell almost 11% between 2019 and 2021. Numerous farmers who implemented sustainable practices say they have stayed away from the certification because it's costly and appears to be losing impact in the marketplace. Rules for the organic program were published in 2000, and the USDA expected plenty of growth. That was true for years, but federal statistics show the trend reversing. John Scott reporting.
A Soviet-era spacecraft has plunged to Earth more than a half century after its failed launch to Venus. The half-ton spacecraft fell out of orbit Saturday. The European Union Space Surveillance and Tracking confirmed its uncontrolled entry, as did the Russian Space Agency. The Russians saying it came in over the Indian Ocean. However, some experts are questioning the location, and it's not immediately known how much of the Cosmos 42 craft survived. This is SRN News.